goes into the pocket looking for Robbie Gray. Morris Gray. Gray, a one-hander. Oh, a wonderful mark, Robbie Gray. It doesn't get better than that.
On Sports Today, the coaches back-to-back for Paul McGovern at WA Hino, the big name in trucks.
On 882, 6pm.
This man was a bit of an aerialist in his time too. G'day, Ross Lyon.
G'day, Brad. G'day, Carl.
How high did you get up?
Oh, about an inch.
didn't you get an invite to the big dinner?
I did, yeah, but it's a long way to go for Perth for some minestrone soup, I know that.
couldn't get you on video link?
No, I think it's just a fireside chat, isn't it? Look, I like the idea of building the relationship, so it's healthy. If I was in Melbourne, I would have attended.
Yeah. Are you been pleased the way the boys finished the game off yesterday?
Yeah, it was strong. I thought we used the ball a little bit better in the last quarter, made them pick us up. I thought we were just trying to blast it through for a period there and kicking it to their sort of spare back there. But probably even the second quarter, we kicked 5-4. We just didn't. They had 5 inches, kicked 3-1, so it was just a bit. I thought we turned it over a little bit too easily, and they scored. But look, they're an improved team. We did what we should have did. You know, they had a few of their best players out. They're a young team, and we're trying to achieve something. So it was a positive performance.
Yeah, they came to play. They didn't make it easy for you. And I thought the feature, Ross, was that the palming of Aaron Sandilands. There was only about three or four, I reckon, in the whole match that he didn't put down one of your boys' throats.
Yeah, he was in really good form. I thought Zach Clark complimented him really well. And going in, we knew their strength was their stoppage work with Mumford, and they got some really talented mids. So to excel in the stoppage area for the day was a real positive for us.
Mate, I think earlier in the year when Valentine got rubbed out, you might have been a little disappointed, and I think you expressed that. Have you softened your stance a little bit after the weekend, or...?
Yeah, look, I was asked about it. First thing is, I think they're still deciding what to do with it. I don't know whether they accept it or not. I think it can take a 1 week, is it?
Yep.
With the police. So I think they're working their way through that. It's a day off today where no one's really around much. So, I mean, it's really hard. I gave him our best player on the ground. So he kicked 5-4, and it was a pretty special performance. He gets targeted a fair bit, you know. So I'll always pick Hayden. We love Hayden. He's been terrific for us this year. So, look, it is what it is, and we'll all, whatever happens, just move on and keep picking him.
It's in your blood, though, for some players, isn't it? You just can't help yourself, can you, sometimes? Doesn't matter what your coach says, it just happens sometimes, doesn't it, Ross?
Well, we want our guys to play with passion. We don't want them to be robots, so Hayden's as passionate as we got, you know. So it's driven him, you know, the hard road from down at Peel and Mandurah and, you know, rookie list and all of that. So his absolute strength we love, and if it tips over and occasionally becomes a weakness, we'll wear that and move on.
In private, will you sit down with him?
No, I won't. He's a great man. Look, we all know actions and outcomes. And so, no.
It's a waste of time, isn't it?
Well, we just love him and I'll pick him.
Yeah.
That's not a hard one. He wins us more than he loses us. So, and look, you know, he's been... A rest wouldn't do him any harm anyway. So, look, we wouldn't want 13 blokes rolling up. That might be a different situation. So, look, I think it's really at the low end, and it is what it is, you know. I think we've got better things to talk about, even though I can understand it's topical, you know.
Can I ask you this one then? Another bloke who I know that you love is Ryan Crowley, and he did a great job on Scully. I was a little bit surprised that he didn't go to someone like Ward or Green, though, you know, just on their track
numbers.
Records. Yeah, well, their track records.
Well, it was
records.
a flip of the coin at match committee. We really rate Scully. Ryan said he's the hardest runner he's played on, so... Sometimes it is a flip of the coin. You can get it wrong. We got it wrong in the final down at Geelong when we went to Salwood early and we had to flick at the Stevie J, so we don't always get it right. And I thought Ryan did a pretty good job.
Yeah. No, he did a good job, but I just thought that...
I couldn't tell you why. Sometimes just the art form of it. You know, there's numbers and opinions and then it's just the art form of what you feel will help. And for some intangible reasons, we felt it was Scully, you know.
A few weeks to go before the finals, but it creeps up on you. Your injury status, how the boys faring, and are you confident you're going to have your best 22?
We picked up a couple.
Walters is
so
ready
Savani's
to go.
He's been cleared to start training. It's good. Walters is running. He's probably a few weeks away from resuming. He'll be after the bye. Gumbleton had a sore back on the weekend. Kevlar Bradley did a bit of a hammy. Ibbotson's a few week calf. Brady Gray's done for the year with a stressy, so in his back. But we're relatively healthy, and I think the big one from us, my point of view, and you know, all the Dockers fans and members out there, and really what we're spoken about internally, that we've tracked along okay, but we really, early in the year, Port Adelaide beat us, Sydney beat us, and Hawthorn. So in the ensuing weeks, we play, what do we play? We play Geelong, Hawthorn, and Port Adelaide, three of the top five. So until we beat those teams, our credentials aren't as solid as we would like them. When you look at Sydney and Hawthorn, they've been over to beat us, and Port have beaten teams around the top of the ladder. So, you know, our big challenges are coming, and I just think we might sit second, but in reality, I think we're still going to prove some of our bona fides. So that's the way we're thinking internally. Well, I know that, the players and the coaches.
Well, you're playing better than Port at the moment. That's a fact. I saw Sydney play the other day, and having watched you closely, you know, week in, week out, I think that you're going as well as them. So it's going to be a good test, and I'm looking forward to that challenge. The thing is that you've got some boys like Crozier, Sheridan, and Matty DeBoer. Ross has now got a few games under his belt back in the seconds. 30-odd touches last week. They're all putting their hand up to take Ballantyne's spot.
You're right. We spoke pre-game about, I went down to Peel, and they had a hard-fought win, and Matty DeBoer, Sheridan, Tabner, Crozier, Johnny Griffin's been super, and Hannah has been competing really well. So there's some pressure on for spots. And look, Stephen Hill, when he comes back, would come straight back in. So, there's no room, there's no respite if you want to breathe out. So everyone's fighting. And look, depending on what happens with Hayden, you know, if we've got a spot, and Luke McFarlane should be available this week. So, yeah. But it changes quickly, you know. That it's good. From my point of view, it's, you know, the players tend to grit their teeth a little bit more when they know there's pressure coming up from behind, which there clearly is.
Ross, you've touched on where you think you're at the moment and the challenges you are to face, but obviously you play St Kilda this week, and it does you no harm to beat teams like GWS and get the 4 points, but to put some percentage on too, because that may become very, very handy. You know, I'm not saying you're going out to kill them, but I mean, you first things first, but it doesn't do you any harm if you can put the lesser sides away.
Yeah, but rather than look here, I'll probably look back, and that was the pleasing thing about our last two against Melbourne, Interstate, and GWS on the weekend was foot to the throat. So we've been, you know, we track the other teams around us and watch how they go about it. I thought Hawthorn was super impressive against Port Adelaide, and Sydney, obviously, ruthless, so. And Geelong were as well. So they're dog hungry and foot to the throat, and that's what we want to be going forward.
Can I ask you about one player, Jacob Bellard, and how you think, Coach, he is developing? Because he's one of your mature age recruits. He was injured, I think, as a young bloke, wasn't he, going back in 2012, where he was relentless at getting the ball. He's averaging mid-20s in the WAFL this season. He's good size, 188 centimetres. He's got good endurance. He looks like he's really good on the inside. And he's one that seems to be developing along very nicely after coming off, I think, a serious patella tendon injury. Is that right?
It's a fair assessment, Carl. Was it patella? I'm not sure. I know he had some stress fractures maybe in his back, but he could allude to his medical history a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you've summed him up. He's a elite endurance athlete. I think he's 21, studying law. He's a great cut of a kid for character. Mm. He's earned a lot of respect with his work ethic and his hunger for the contest. So he's still working on his decision-making and disposal skills, but he's been a bit of a team driver. Down at Peel. So it's a credit to him, and it's a credit to our recruiters. He was playing the Northern Knights. Is it Northern Knights and then the Cardinal Wine team?
Yep, Northern Knights. Yep, that's it.
Yep. Yeah, so he's an off bad pre-season because of his back. So he's got a fair bit. You know, it's probably, he would admit he's got to improve his disposal and his decision-making. But other than that, we're really pleased with him.
And what will you have for dinner tonight then, Ross?
Me? I know what
just
I'd like to have.
You're at the meeting.
Half a roast duck and big fried rice, but I probably should have a miso soup and some soba noodles, really, something like that.
Good on you, Ross. Good luck on the weekend. Talk to you
next
week.
Thanks, Carl. Cheers, mate.
Ross Lyon there. Part one of Coaches Back-to-Back for WA Hino. Paul McGovern out there. He's listening in his desk as we speak. Adam Simpson not too far away. Your calls, SMSs to come next here on Sports Today.
Sports Today, brought to you by The Good Sports at Yes Loans.